Blessings, everybody. This is Dale. Thanks for joining me today on the Word Podcast. We are in 1 Samuel 17, looking at a particular adventure in the life of David. And this is David and Goliath. Yes, that account. He's usually referred to in this chapter as the Philistine, Goliath is. And remember where we left off in the previous episode? The Philistine was furious because he says that David was disdaining him. Scripture says the Philistine looked and saw David, and he disdained him. But then the Philistine said to David, "Am I a dog that you come to me with sticks?" And the Philistine cursed David by his gods. Now, why did he do that? Because he'd been crying out for this man to come and fight him. Send me your strongest. And nobody came. And then you got a little bit of what he considered to be a runt that comes out. And he received that as a besmirchment against his character, etc. And I think there may have been some truth to that. So verse 44, we press on. The Philistine also said to David, "Come to me, and I will give your flesh to the birds of the sky and the beast of the field." I don't think this was a nice, sweet, kind invitation right here. Okay, this guy's furious. He's cursing David by his gods, not David's gods, but by the Philistine's god. He's cursing, he's mad, he's furious, he's yelling, he's screaming, "Come to me." He's going to give his flesh to the birds of the sky and the beast of the field. Now, David had already been coming to him. When David went toward him, the Philistine started going toward David. Verse 45, then David said to the Philistine, folks, hang on to this. Boy, this is phenomenal. This is what he said to the Philistine in response. "You come to me with a sword, a spear, and a javelin, but I come to you in the name of the Lord of hosts, the God of the armies of Israel, whom you have taunted." Now, let me stop right there. Think about this. Here this Philistine is with all of his weighty armament, all of his might, all of his power, all of his strength. He's threatening. He says, "I want to do this to you," and he starts approaching. And David says, "Oh, come on, you come to me, and you come with a sword. You come with a spear, and you come with a javelin. But I come to you in the name of the Lord of hosts, the very God of the armies of Israel, whom you've been taunting." Folks, our battle's not against flesh and blood. We don't battle with the weapons of the world in the way that the world does. The world may have great swords, spears, javelins. The world may have weaponry, may have things which would seek to instill fear within us. But never forget that we come in the name of the Lord of hosts. Never forget that. David continues, verse 46. "This day the Lord will deliver you into my hands, and I will strike you down and remove your head from you. And I will give the dead bodies of the army of the Philistines this day to the birds of the sky and the wild beasts of the earth, that all the earth may know that there is a God in Israel, and that all this assembly may know that the Lord does not deliver by sword or by spear, for the battle is the Lord's, and he will give you into our hands." So David covered a lot of stuff right here. And he says, here's what's going to happen. It's going to happen this day that God's delivering you into my hands. How did he know this? Did he know it simply by faith? Well, perhaps. He knew experientially, and he's already referred to that experience, that the Lord had delivered him from the lion, from the bear, had given him victory over it, had actually enabled David to save someone who had been in the jaws of the lion, the bear, a lamb. So he knew that from his experience. I think it's a combination of a lot of things. That he knew that he was God's. He knew that he was anointed by God to be king. He knew he would live to be king someday. Okay? He knew who God is. So he knew who he was. He knew who God is. And that God would honor his name. And that he wasn't going to put up any longer with this Philistine coming along and taunting and demeaning the very armies of the living God of Israel. David declared in the natural what he had received within the supernatural, that this is what I'm going to do to you. I'm going to strike you down. I'm going to remove your head. And your armies, their dead bodies are going to feed the world. They're going to feed the birds, the wild beasts of the earth. And the reason is that all the earth will know that there is a God in Israel. Everybody's going to know this. Those of Israel and those that are not of Israel. But then he said this, and all this assembly may know that the Lord does not deliver by sword or by spear, for the battle is the Lord's, and he will give you into our hands. So who is all this assembly? Well, I suspect it's the armies on both sides, to where the Philistines will know that the Lord doesn't deliver by sword and spear, that they will know that the battle is the Lord's, okay? That they will know that there is a God in Israel. But then, I think even more importantly, that the sons of God here, the people of Israel, will know that there's a God in Israel. Yeah, they said it, but they were dependent upon their swords. They were dependent upon their spears, from the leader all the way down, from the king all the way down. And if they would know that the Lord is the one who fights for us. Now, verse 48. Then it happened, when the Philistine rose and came and drew near to meet David, that David ran quickly toward the battle line to meet the Philistines. So they're yelling this at each other from a distance, whatever that distance may be, we are not told. The Philistine gets up, and he's coming to draw near. So he's coming, sort of the idea being in a walking pace, he's coming. David jumps up and runs quickly toward the battle line to meet the Philistine. He didn't wait for the enemy to come to him. He went and ran toward Goliath. While he's running, he put his hand into his bag and took from it a stone and slung and struck the Philistine on his forehead. And the stone sank into his forehead so that he fell on his face to the ground. David is running toward him. While he's running, he's not fumbling. He's not looking around, not looking in the bag, trying to figure out, where's that rock? Where's that stone? Where'd I put it? Remember, he put it in the pouch inside that bag. He knew exactly how to load his weaponry right here. He grabs that sling. He's got the sling in his hand, puts the stone in it, whirls it around his head a few times, and lets it go. And all this likely took place while he's running toward Goliath. I'm going to say 2-3 seconds at the most. He did it very rapidly. He hits Goliath right smack dab in the forehead, and he falls forward. Verse 50 says this, thus David prevailed over the king with a sling and a stone. And notice he prevailed over him. And then verse 50 says, and he struck the Philistine and killed him. But there was no sword in David's hand. So was it the stone that killed him? Well, the next verse sort of clarifies it. I'll read it quickly. Verse 51. Then David ran and stood over the Philistine and took out his sword, that's the Philistine sword, and drew it out of his sheath and killed him. So apparently he hit him with the rock. The rock knocks him out. He falls on his face. David runs over, grabs the sword out, and cuts off his head. Verse 51. And he cut off his head with it. When the Philistines saw that their champion was dead, they fled. When they saw that the champion was defeated by this one, remember what the deal was, okay? Whoever wins right here, the other one's armies becomes the slave, the servant of them. And they went, no, we're out of here. And they took off. Well, my time's up. We'll have to see what happens. But it doesn't end well for them, okay? Again, I'm Dale. Hey, thank you. Go back and read the 17th chapter. I think there's a lot that the Lord wants to say to us. I'll see y'all next time. Goodbye.